Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of With All Dude Respect. That's right, All Dude Respect. You can find us on Facebook under that name, All Dude Respect. My name is Rick Wright. I am on the East Coast. I am joined by my amazing and talented, very handsome West Coast host, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
Host with the most. I'm doing pretty good today, you know. Times are ups and downs, you know how life can go, but I don't know. You just what else are you going to do? You got to keep going. So I'm doing well, and it's always good to talk to you on With All Due Respect. So how about you? How are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing great, man. I just came back from a couple of days off the grid. Not off the grid, actually. Just off the main line, I'll say. And took a couple of days down at I live in New Jersey, so I was down in Atlantic City for a couple of days with my folks and my wife. And they're just all incredible to be with. It's just everybody gets along. And we put it this way, when we have to say goodbye, it's always usually a little emotional and it's a little downer because everybody just gets along so well and we just have such a good time. It seems like it goes by so fast. I mean, great weather and the beach was great. My dad, who's a bigger gentleman and a little bit he's 74. He's not too mobile. He doesn't really like getting on the beach that much because he doesn't like walking on the sand and it's like the boards to the beach. It's a little bit tough for him. And then if he has to go to the bathroom, he has to go back and forth. So he, for the past couple times, I think this is our fourth year, we have not, he usually doesn't go to the beach, but this time he did. And we're sitting by this big pier. And he's like, what if we go, he goes, I wonder if I can go to the bathroom under there. And I said, I don't know. I said, I don't want to get arrested, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we said, let's go take a walk. So we take a little short walk. We go under the pier, and it's great. So we both broke the law multiple times yesterday and used the under pier side of the of the AC pier that was out there for our restroom. So it was good to be a man yesterday. But the great thing was is now that he had this, you know, this way to stay on the beach, he loved it. We had a really cool conversation. My mother and my wife, Laura, went up to get ready for dinner and we got to hang out for another like 45 minutes and it was just so cool. Like I really haven't connected with my dad like that. And I don't know if ever. We just were like two buds hanging on the beach and it's cool because a couple of A-10 Warthogs, which are like close combat aircraft, flew by because there's a couple Army bases around there. It was just really cool. It's a cool moment in time, a little good spot weld. I mean, me and my pops. And
it's like nothing. Cool. Nothing could bond two men more than, you know, being able to pee outside together. You know, I mean, that's cool. Well, how often do you see? Did you say how often you see your folks? I don't remember if you said that. How often do you see them?
I don't see them. I talk to my mother. Well, not a lot. Twice a week. I talk to her in the beginning of the week. I talk to her towards the end of the week.
Okay.
And sometimes with my dad, if I haven't talked to him in a while, he'll hop on the phone just to say hi and how you doing.
Right.
But it was cool. And even like you said yesterday, nothing better than like, you know, two guys, you know, going outside. I was able to, you know, it was funny because the first time we went, he covered for me and then I covered for him. You know, like I looked around, make sure no one was coming because there's cops and stuff running around on quads and they go underneath and they're going back and forth. So, but that was cool. It's like, I got you. I got your back. He's like, all right. And I had to go ahead. I got you. It was just, just a cool moment in guy time.
Atlantic City. I love it.
But yeah. So what about you, man? What are you up to? What's going on? What's good?
What's happening? Oh, I'm writing. I'm, doing more and more writing, which is cool.
You there?
Can you hear me?
if you can hear me in Radio Land, I can't hear you. So
okay, can you
let me know what the status is there, Jimmy. Maybe you muted me.
No,
maybe
I didn't.
I'm muted.
Can you hear me?
It says I'm still connected. All right, everybody in Radio Land, I'm just gonna pontificate a little bit until I can get hold of Jimmy by text. So yeah, really cool moment in time with my pops. And I don't know if anybody who's on the East Coast, the weather was amazing the last couple days. Low humidity. Yesterday was a little bit more, but it was still a great day. And it was good.
Can you hear me?
Actually, the first day was we got some exercise with me, my mom, and my wife. We walked almost 24,000 steps. It was about almost 10 miles. So it was really cool doing that. We ate really well, and it's always a good time. Good thing is that it's not done for the summer. We go back. We go usually go in the beginning of the summer in June, and then we go back in August with my sister, who is a hoot. And there's always at some point during that 2 days, because we'll go for 2 days in August, that my sister, my mother, and my wife will just break into a, like, just a laughing fit. So it's like, it's so hysterical. Just for like, it'll be the most bizarre thing. And they'll just start laughing to the point where they're crying. And my sister, because she's so funny, she will be crying. And it's very, 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 very cool experience. So hopefully there'll be some spot wells there. My dad actually said that he wants to stay on the beach longer next time because we usually have an early dinner because he's got acid reflux and the man can eat some food. So he likes to eat early so he doesn't have that at night. And that's a,
can you hear me?
A good thing when he says next time he is, why don't we stay? Because he talks like this. Why don't we stay until six next time, which is late. You know, and he's like, nah. He goes, I go, what about the food? He goes, I'll just eat something that's not too spicy. I'll just have a cheeseburger. Like that's actually better than like having some spicy stuff. But it's actually probably better than what we had on, was it Wednesday? We went to a place called Carmine's on the East Coast. I don't know if they're on the West Coast yet, but on the East Coast, they have a couple of them, one in New York City, one down in Atlantic City. It's a really nice, restaurant there. My dad had linguine and red clam sauce, and it was like a lunch size portion, but it's like probably feed half of the third world. Anyway, so instead of my continuous rambling, what I'm going to do is I lost my co-host here, and I got a text from him. He can hear me, but I can't hear him or communicate. So I'm going to hang up and dial back in. I'll be back, folks. Thanks.
All right. Let's see if anyone can hear me. Sounds like I'm echoing. So now I'll start rambling. And what can I talk about? Hopefully you all enjoyed Rick's monologue there. This is live radio. I'm going to bring him back on. Hopefully you all can hear me. I'm thinking it might have been on his side that he couldn't hear me at that time. So we'll bring him on, see if we can hear him. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, well, there you go. Live radio. I'm wondering if people could hear me saying, Rick, can you hear me? Rick, can you hear me? Who knows? I guess we'll listen to I wasn't trying to interrupt your monologue. You're doing really good. I just wanted to see if you could hear me. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, that was bizarre. But yeah. I'm glad you were able to hear me, and I'm glad the technical difficulty is over, and we were back together. So I was going to say, enough of me and my food adventure with my folks and my getaway. What about you? What's good? What's going on?
Well, what I talked about, started talking about, and then I went out with my writing. I've been doing a lot of writing. I have a new book idea. I don't want to give it away here, but I'm starting to write a new book. I found an old play that I had stopped writing when I was let go of my job 14 or 12 years ago, because they actually found the book. They actually found my writing on the common server. That was one reason they wanted to let me go. They said, this is too good of writing. You shouldn't be working here. You should be a writer. So they
really
let me go. Well, that wasn't their exact words. It was more like, how dare you write about this stuff and put it on a common server? Get out of here. But so I have a play. So I have a play in the works. I have a movie in the works, and I have a book in the works. And all three of those, all the energy and time spent on those in these moments, bring in exactly zero money as I work on it. So, I mean, I wish I really should have been born in France and, you know, the Renaissance as an artisan where somebody could sponsor my art, you know. Oh, he's a brilliant writer.
Yeah.
We will sponsor him. Thank you. I don't know. I'm thinking about some artist, some painter. Used to have those. But so I just have to find my way of, you know, doing my video work, doing my writing, and now, I think I'm echoing, and now I'm looking to do another one of my passions, which is the healing work, the emotional healing work, which I started in, actually, 1990, because of my own healing that I needed, and so so I'm putting that out there more, whatever it takes, you know, to feed this body and feed my family and live indoors. Well, that's about it for me.
Cool.
Oh, and my wife's birthday is on the 6th of July. So starting tomorrow, July 1st, it starts the 7 days, well, the 1 week of birthday celebration. So
nice.
We'll have fun with that. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So your wife is, she's big into the birthday thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She gets cool. She likes to get settled. What about your wife? I know she's born in July, I think, right? Mid July?
The 17th.
Right. Is
so,
she a birthday girl?
No. No, you know, we're not really birthday people. Like for me, I'm like, okay, cool. It used to be when I was like a big dessert guy. Well, like I'm not a big dessert guy like for the last 10 years. I sort of recently just gave up dessert, but the big thing for me was always my mom would make my favorite cake, but that was like the highlight, and that was the only thing I did to celebrate it. It's like I didn't really do anything else, and actually sort of weird. It made me like a little bit uncomfortable. Like everybody's saying, happy birthday, and then now with Facebook, it's, you know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook, you know, and I guess they're called friends, but like I don't know most of them, but they still wish me happy birthday, and every year it just keeps going up and up. So it's like, you know, it's very cool to, you know, I have like, I think over the last time it was like over 150, you know, people, you know, saying, hey, Rick, happy birthday. Then I try, you know, during the day, I'm like, I like them. And then, you know, I'm trying to, you know, respond to some of them and, hey, thanks, and all this other good stuff. So it's cool. Like, you know, it's a good day. It all depends on when it falls on, too, is pretty much. If it falls on a Monday, it's like, ugh. Or Sunday. Or Tuesday. You know, go to a team meeting. What's good in your life? You know, check-in question for our men's team. What's good? What's good in your life? Well, it's my birthday today. Oh, happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Good deal.
But
what are you gonna do, man? You should make a name. It's like instead of like the birth. Well, you can call it the birthday week, but like come up with a cool name for it. Like Hanukkah. You know, it's like the 8 days, right? So 7 days. Like, what would be a good like 7 day like holiday that you can make it up? Like maybe create something like the birthday week.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The word. How cool would that be?
I know. Let's well, that's a good seed to plant, because let's see what comes up. Nothing's popping in right now, but maybe play off her name somehow.
Yeah, or like what's it, like a what's the Spanish word for seven? Unos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete. I had to count on my fingers and say it out loud. my wife is a Spanish teacher.
I got to think of Italian. What about Italian? What's the
she's Italian, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll look it up. And then, yeah, it'll be like a festival of six or something like that. Let's see what that
is. Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yep.
So, getting off topic a little bit again, like we always do, man. You know, 15 minutes, 16 minutes in already. So when we get into this, healing work, the 90s, and I'm sure it's going to bring us to the breath work, right?
Well, one of the reasons that there's two reasons I decided to delve once again into the breath work. One is monetary. This is a gift that I have to work with people, mm-hmm. to go within, to guide them inward, so that they can go and meet up with anything that's blocking them to their light, their greatness, their success, their true self. Because there's all, you know, we're not, there's all these barriers and blockages that we have, because really we should just be shining our light, and we should just be like, I mean, that's our identity and our truth is that we're love and we're pure and we're innocent. That's underneath everything else. All these other thoughts and fears is, you know, beyond all that, underneath all that is this incredible light. And you touch into it every time you feel passionate, you feel love, you see something of beauty, you touch in with the truth. But we're so blocked, right? So I have this ability to guide people inward using this breath work. So if I have that gift, then let's give it to the world, but of course let's be compensated. So number one is money. Number two,
okay.
number two is the world's gone kind of crazy. I mean, people, it's been very, I don't know, maybe I'm projecting, you know, but it seems like there's a lot of stress and fear and anger, a lot of emotions that are coming up with the climate of the land, you know, the landscape of the political climate and all that. And I figured, you know, I think it's time for people to go within and get some healing. So
yeah,
I'm putting it out there more.
Let me ask you this. They do some breath work in some of the LDs, the Legacy Discovery Weekends that our men's organization, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, put on. Is that the same thing that they're doing, or is it something different?
It's probably very similar. They asked me if I would facilitate that for the Southwest Region's LD.
Okay.
It's probably similar. Anything that uses the breath to take you inward, to surrender more, is a similar process. There's different names, and there's different, like, flavors of it, you know, because I think everyone who does it probably has their own little touch to it. But if it's a circular breath, right, if it's a breath that keeps moving, and it's a surrendered breath, meaning you relax completely on the exhale, then it's very similar to the type of work that I do. And that's basically it. Can I just explain it real quick? Like, it's so simple.
Absolutely. Go ahead, man. Yeah, I'm curious. Just to let the audience know, I didn't do a lot of research on this because I was away, and I was just I wanted to hear your take on it. So let it rip.
So basically what happens is the answers to a lot of our, well, probably to all of our problems is if we could just surrender. If we could just surrender control, surrender the ego, and just fall within and realize our true identity. Like, that would answer a lot of fears and stress and things like that. So this breath, the way it's designed, the way you do this actual breath, it's conducive to the act of surrendering, all right, to the act of giving up the ego, being, you know, just being present with exactly where you're at, and going deeper within. So the way it looks is so simple. so simple. You're just simply laying down. So you have, and it's very key to have a facilitator, because how can you really let go of control unless there's somebody there that maintains a space? Like, they got to maintain a space for you to let go. There's also the power of, you know, the two. There's also a power of two, you know, and somebody present watching over and holding a high space. So you're laying down. Whoa, echo. You're laying down, and then you have your eyes closed, another surrender. So the first two pieces of surrender are you're laying down and your eyes are closed. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing a certain type of breath, and the breath is circular, meaning you don't hold your breath at the top or the bottom. It's continuously moving. All right, so inhale in, exhale out, inhale in, exhale out, inhale in. So you keep it moving. Normally we pause there and there. And the key part, and this is basically the last part I'll mention, that we could talk about emotions and different things, but the other key part is that the exhale is completely surrendered, meaning you just let it fall out of your mouth. You don't push it out. You don't slowly let it exhale. You just let it fall. So you're totally pulling in on the inhale, and then on the exhale, you just let it fall out. So it's interesting when people say, oh, you're kind of nervous right now. Well, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Or before you get mad at someone, just take a breath. So that's one breath. And it's interesting. You take continuous breath for an hour. You go into different dimensions. You go and you're going so deeply within, because the surrender isn't just for a moment. The surrender goes on and on for, you know, over an hour. I say within 10 minutes. Like, if you focus on anything for 2 minutes, you're pretty much in a meditative state. Well, imagine focusing on the breath for up to 10 minutes, and within 10 minutes, you're starting to feel a change. You're starting to feel yourself going deeper within. Your body might be tingling. Emotions might be coming up because you're so focused in one direction towards, you know, your higher self and towards surrender. Within 10 minutes, things are happening, and then within an hour, you've basically gone through a whole arc. You've met something within yourself that needs attention. You maybe gone through an experience, maybe tears come up, maybe crying, maybe just vibrations in your body. And then by the end, within an hour or after an hour, you're very in a state of completion for whatever that journey was. So it's a way of doing a journey, very safe, no drugs. The only drug is oxygen, and how safe is that?
Well, let me ask you this. What if you get, like, lightheaded and, like, you start, like, because sometimes I'm like, you know, when I meditate, you know, and sometimes she'll do, like, the guide will do breathe in, breathe out, and almost, like, I'll start, like, I'm like, because I'm not in charge of it. Like, I start getting, like, a little lightheaded. So, like, is there a possibility of, like, passing out or, like, you know, something like that?
No, I've never seen anyone pass out. Lightheaded, yes, like a little bit of dizzy. Like, oh, I feel kind of dizzy. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Well, you're laying down. You're not going to fall over. So it's just like a layer to go through. And definitely want a facilitator there to, like, kind of guide the breath. Maybe you're breathing not as fast as you need to, you know. But usually it's just the phase, lightheadedness. You just keep – it's just amazing. What's so cool about it is that the answer is, like, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, the answer is always the same. Just keep breathing. It's only temporary. It's true of life. Like, whatever you're going through in life, it's like, just keep going. It's only temporary. Well, the microcosm of that is a little hour, you know, hour session where whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, it's only temporary. Keep breathing, because if you keep breathing – you go to the next level. Like, you go deeper. So you're not stuck at anger. So many people get stuck at anger. Oh, I'm so mad at this. Yeah, you're right to be angry. Okay, good. Let me post it on Facebook and move on. But they don't go below it. The key is always to go to accept where you are so that you can graduate to the next layer deeper and the next layer deeper. Because you know what the truth is? The deepest layer is absolute love and absolute light. But people quit on the process. They stop at anger or sadness or resentment. Well, there you go.
Huh. That's cool, man. So let me ask you this. how many layers or how deep have you gone?
That's a great question. Well, yeah, I've gone to that place of, oh my gosh. It's kind of like one of those drug experiences some people talk about. I don't do drugs, but oh my God, like mind opening. I'm one with the universe, you know, or like, oh my gosh, all my anger at other people is really frustration about myself, you know, like just, so it's gone as deep as like, you know, unity with everything, basically. I've gone to, you know, it might sound crazy, but like past lives and things like that, you know, I mean, there's so much experience that we've all had as a soul. So you can go anywhere in that direction. I think any other experiences. I mean, yeah, I've gone to the communicated with others that have gone on and things like that. It's beyond. It's very mind opening and heart opening.
That sounds really cool. Well, let me ask you this, because like I really, Jesus. Can you believe it's 4:26 already, my time?
Yeah.
So here's my question. It sounds like something I want to do. So what would be my next step?
I would talk to someone in your area or your region that has done it, that they could refer someone who facilitates a process like this. I mean, you could probably just look it up on Google it, you know, breath work, you know, Ewing.
Can you do it remotely?
There's someone who does it remotely. I know him, he's in San Diego, but I couldn't imagine doing that. It's such a personal, you know, intimate, emotional experience that to do it remotely, I can't imagine myself doing that, but people have. Yeah.
Okay.
But we did.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like.
Go ahead.
Okay, you did it together?
Well, one of the first events we ever did together was a breathwork session as a fundraiser for a documentary I was making. And that we did in a Scottish Rite center. And we had about 250 people. All laying down in a giant, giant hall, if you can imagine, with about 20 facilitators. And that kind of, it was so intense that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pull back on that level. I'm just going to do small groups and individual. I really support individual sessions. You know, I think it's best that way, do an individual.
Okay.
Groups are less expensive because, you know, you have a group, they can charge less. But, it's pretty intense. It's pretty great. But, I know very few people that I would – it's a very trusting experience, too, because, you have to really trust the facilitator and just really feel comfortable. So just really know – just really, like, ask questions and feel comfortable and feel safe, because it's really you really need to feel safe to go deeply, deeply within.
Okay.
Good stuff.
It's very cool. That's awesome.
I'd like to give the website so people could
go ahead.
Find out more information. So if you go to Legacy Productions, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
LegacyProductions.org. So LegacyProductions.org and then /breathwork. So LegacyProductions.org/breathwork. I have all the details on there about what it is and where you go. But it's always wide open. Everyone has their own experience, you know, and each experience can be different than the next because you're always ready to face the next level, the next layer, whatever's coming up.
Wow. That's super cool, dude. I'm glad we did the show on this. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much more, you know, because I don't know how – I think men deal with emotions a little differently. I think that it's easier for them to go to anger sometimes and maybe get stuck there and not maybe go deeper. I mean, our circle of MDI, it's a big space to go deeper, and that's always good. But I just think it's important to be able to have a very big space to feel your feelings to the depth so that you can really get to the truth. So
that's awesome.
Well, cool, cool.
All right. Well, listen, again, the fastest 30 minutes in the world, in the universe.
Thanks for filling in.
Yeah,
during that
thanks
time.
For listening to my rambling about nothing.
Have a great weekend, and for our audience,
you too,
we're
brother.
We're on Facebook with all dude respect. Awesome. All right, we'll catch you next time, and we'll all be breathing together someday.
Yep, absolutely. All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
One.
Bye, man. Take care. Have a good day.